If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
People of Earth, the following podcast, is it clear how much I'm on autopilot?
You doing all right there?
Oh, Craig. Sometimes it just feels like we spend every session rehashing the same talking points. And not in a Pod Save America kind of way. Mope.
Hey, I know what let's do. Why don't we blow off the podcast this week and spy on one of the multitude of alternate realities?
Maybe. Not the Wild West one. I am done paying for HBO's mistakes.
I think I found a family-friendly dimension where Hello from the Magic Tavern is a kid's show.
Yes, the family-friendly dimension, where everything is rated G and Pulp Fiction is 4.5 minutes long.
All right, I'll hone in on the coordinates.
Take us away, Craig, to a kid-friendly version of the show where for 1 week I won't have to hear the word butthole over and over again, like some kind of Vegas Manchurian candidate.
Kids, it's a Magic Tavern.
Hooray!
A weekly podcast from the magical, fantastical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie. If you've never listened to the podcast before, welcome. I'm so excited that you're here. Look, this is everything you need to know. About 3 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Little Beans Cafe in Evanston, Illinois, into the magical, fantastical, family-friendly land of Foon. Luckily, the portal is still open, so at the end of every day, I go back to my world and go back to my family, where I upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Purple Minotaur, on Hog's Face Street in the land of Foon. And I get a lot of emails about this. Yes, sometimes it's difficult for the work-life balance of doing the podcast here in this magical land during the day and also making time for my family at home, but you know what? It's worth it. And I'm joined, as always, by my good friend, Dewey the Dolphin.
Hey kids, it's me, Dewey the Dolphin, and it's my purpose in life to make sure you have fun.
Hey Dewey, it's so good to see you. How you
doing,
bud?
It's good to see you. I'm doing great.
And the kids at home might not know that Dewey, you're a dolphin this week because week to week, you can be a different animal.
That's right, Arnie. I turn into whatever I hug.
Yeah, it's true.
One day I'll hug you.
Okay, that would be so much fun.
You're gonna get hugged.
Yeah. And I'm also joined by my other really good friend, Usidor the Wizard.
I'm Usidor the Blue.
You know what? You can say your whole name.
I'm Usidor the Blue Wizard.
Oh, thanks. So, Usidor, what have you been up to this week?
Oh, I've been working on new magical spells.
Ooh, oh, teach us one. Teach us one.
Oh, here's one.
Wait, Usidor, is this a magical spell that the kids could learn how to do at home?
Oh, this is a spell for everyone to do. All you have to do is get your mom and dad's permission and then count 1, 2, 3. Now you know how to count to 3.
Oh, wow. That was like magic.
It was magic. Numbers are magic.
That's right. Numbers are magic. You know, Arnie, since I've been a dolphin, I've been counting how many blowholes I have. You want to count with me?
Sure.
One. Two.
Two blowholes.
Do you have a blowhole?
I don't. I wish I did.
It's a hole that I use as a mammal to expel air.
But you know what, kids? Mammals are a little confusing.
What?
There's just a lot of details about mammals that can be contradictory from animal to animal.
Okay, that seems like you're an authority on the subject, but I know you're not.
You know what, Dewey? It's important to know that you don't have to be an authority on everything. It's okay to just ask questions.
Asking questions is the best way to learn.
If you see someone and you want to know something about them, ask them a question. Doesn't matter if you know them or not.
Let's try this out. Dewey, do you want to ask a question of Usidore?
Mm-hmm. Usidore, what's your favorite food?
Oh, my favorite food would have to be pickles.
That's silly. Arnie, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food? It's also pickles.
What?
Sweet pickles.
Let's count how many people in the room like pickles. One, two.
You don't like pickles, Dewey?
No. As a dolphin, they might get stuck in my blowholes.
That's true.
Then I can't breathe.
I learned another magic trick this week. All right, kids, are you ready to learn another magic trick?
Kids, don't forget, ask your parents' permission.
First thing.
For every spell.
Ask your mom and dad's permission. Then work with your mom and dad. Get a jar. Put in some water and some vinegar and some salt, and then add cucumbers, and you made your own pickles.
Arnie, can I be honest?
Sure.
Sometimes I don't ask my mom's permission,
because
sometimes she can ride my tail. And when she does, I like to flip her off.
What's this?
So, kids, if your mom doesn't give you permission, feel free to flip her off.
If you're a dolphin.
Only if you're a dolphin. If you're worried about getting your parents' permission, maybe make sure that they're listening to the podcast with you, preferably on a different device, so we get more downloads.
And make sure you ask your parents' permission to leave a review. Make it a good one. Maybe a little bit silly.
Ooh, Arnie, shouldn't we talk to our guests?
Yeah. Actually, instead of calling them a guest, can we call them a friend?
Yeah. That's a good idea, Dewey.
Let's talk to our friend.
All right, well, I'm excited because this is true. Let's talk to one of my best friends in Foon. Flower, the talking flower.
Knockety knock, knock, knock. Guess who's here? It's Flower.
Oh.
But I'm thinking about changing my name today.
Oh, you know what? It can be fun to change your name.
Yeah, it can because, you know what? Identity is fluid. And today, I think I'm going to be Blossom.
Blossom?
Yeah, because the way I think about it, looking outside, sun is surely going to shine.
Your opinionation?
Yep. That's just what I'm thinking. I mean, like, I was feeling a little bummed this morning, and I said, what's something that would cheer me up? Because I have ownership over my choices and my own life. And so that was what I was going to do, is change something about myself and make myself turn it around.
Oh, Flower. Oh, I'm sorry. Blossom.
That's okay. I'll accept either.
Why were you feeling sad this morning?
I don't know. Sometimes I get jealous of other people and, like, what they got going on in their lives, and I try not to be a passenger in my own life. Like, I try to be the driver, but it's hard sometimes because I can't move.
Yeah.
So, but I started thinking about it, and I was like, what's something that you like about yourself, you know, that you can celebrate? So today I'm going to celebrate my roots.
Yeah.
My actual roots that go down into the dirt. I don't know where I came from, so I can't celebrate those roots.
Yeah.
But I can celebrate my roots.
It's good to get in touch with any kind of roots.
Yeah, and as a strong, independent flower, you're able to soil yourself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I soil myself daily. Make sure it's all packed in there.
Kids, it's so important that you learn how to soil yourself.
Yeah. And you know what, Flower? I'm sorry. Blossom.
That's cool.
Blossom, maybe you shouldn't focus on what you can't do, because there's so many great things you can do.
Yeah, like have a can-do attitude.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's what I was saying earlier.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, what are some of the things a flower can do? That's right.
What else?
That's right, too.
You got it.
You in the back, speak up.
Yes, you in the back.
Yeah, you've been real quiet in the back.
Speak up.
Everything okay?
Speak up.
Oh, I heard him. It wasn't worth it.
Yeah, that's not what we were talking about. But you know what? It's okay. Sometimes we just phase out. I do it, and I'm in the show. But you know what? We have another guest. I'm sorry. We have another good friend we can talk to.
Thank you, Arnie.
I'm really excited to talk to our good friend Blemish.
Bum, bum, bum. It's Blemish.
Oh, no. Do you know what this means?
What?
Blemish is a minion of the dark mood.
I am in a dark mood today. I've had to cook and cook and cook, and I'm tired of it.
I think I know what would cheer you up. Singing a song.
Would it cheer me up? but would it cheer you up?
There's only one way to find out.
Blemish, you seem sad.
I am sad. I've been working in the kitchen, cooking and cleaning, and I haven't seen any friends or had any time to play.
Oh, Blemish, it seems like you're feeling some really big feelings right now.
I'm feeling a lot of feelings, and I don't know what to do with them, who to talk about them with, or where to put them.
Oh, Blemish, I just hope you know that none of these feelings are bad, you know? It's okay to have big feelings that you don't know how to control.
Are you sure? Because when I'm feeling these feelings, it feels like they're going to explode out of my body.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we can all work together and think of some things Blemish can do with his big feelings that don't hurt anybody or himself.
Channel your feelings into a giant magical fireball.
Yeah, or draw something.
Run in circles.
I can do two out of those three things.
Come up with ideas for podcasts.
Julienne some vegetables.
I can do all of those things. First, I'm going to say what I'm feeling, and it's anger. I'm feeling anger. Then, I'm going to julienne some vegetables with my left hand while I draw with my right hand, and my brain thinks of podcast ideas.
Sometimes it helps if you give your feelings a name, so maybe you should call your anger Julienne.
I will call my anger Julienne. And I'm going to make friends with Julienne. So the next time Julienne comes to visit me, I don't get quite so crazy.
Yeah. So you could have more Julienne. You could have Julienne more.
Blemish, don't call yourself crazy. There's no need for that. When it's raining outside, it's okay to say that it's raining.
All right. I will.
You know, Blemish, do you want to join Usador's quest to defeat the dark mood?
Could I?
Of course. You'd be welcome to join me.
Am I allowed? I'm always worried that if we go and do something together that maybe you won't like me at the end of it.
Oh, well, I could never happen. You are one of my very best friends.
Aw, hug.
Who wouldn't want to have you on their quest?
Kiss.
Now, Blossom, there's a big difference between hugging and kissing.
I know, I forget. I just have so many positive feelings, and all I want to do is hug and kiss and grab and squeeze and love everybody. I could just jump off a cliff, I'm so happy.
You're just filled with flower power.
That's right.
I'm sorry, Blossom power.
Stop apologizing.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to see you apologize again.
Oh, it's something I struggle with. Remember, kids, sometimes you can just do too much of something. I don't know. I'm sorry,
you're
kids.
You're doing it again.
I don't know. I think...
Oh, it's all right, everyone. Arnie's just getting tired, which means it's time for Arnold to take a break.
Oh, yeah.
He'll need to say goodbye and say hi to his family, and then he'll come back and visit us again a little later.
What a great father.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. But you know what? It's not that I'm a great father. It's that I've got a great family.
Oh.
They make me better.
Can I give you a hug?
Well... You know what? Yes. Yes, you can.
Nope. I sense that you were reluctant, so I'm not going to.
You know what? Before we go on the break, Dewey, we get so many handwritten letters from our listeners asking, if you were to say, hug just somebody's hand or hug...
Or hug myself?
Or hug yourself.
What would I turn into?
Or hug a tree or hug like a rock.
Yeah. That doesn't really count if you're just hugging hands. If you're just doing a quick hug.
Yeah. My opinion is that kids seem to be overthinking it. Can you say that word, Arnie? Overthinking?
Overthinking.
Mm-hmm. That brings me to Dewey's do's and don'ts. Do, question what you want. Don't write me any more handwritten letters asking what I turn into if I hug myself. That's obnoxious.
We'll be right back.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Oh, we're back. Thanks, guys. Sorry I had to take a little bit of time away. I had just enough time to go home and wake up my daughter and make her breakfast and then head back here.
Well, that sounds delightful. What did you have for breakfast?
Well, I made some eggs in a pan and also some bread. Also a banana. That's a fully rounded breakfast.
Any pickles?
No pickles. Not at that time of
the day. Arnie, that means you lied to me. You said you love pickles, but you didn't eat pickles when you had a chance to. That means you lied.
Well, no, Dewey, that doesn't mean I lied. Just because I like something doesn't mean I have to have it all the time.
It's time for another Dewey's Do's and Don'ts.
Okay, Dewey.
Do be honest with your friends. Don't lie.
Are you okay, Dewey?
I'm fine. What makes you think I'm not okay? You just lied to me. Don't do that again.
Well, Dewey, just because I don't do something all the time doesn't mean it's a lie.
Doesn't it?
There's a lot of steam coming out of one of your blowholes.
I think I need to get back in the water. I've been on land for some time.
Oh, no, Dewey. Dolphins have to be in water most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in any kind of danger? You've been out of the water for a long time.
You've been out of the water for a long time. Sorry, I have my echolocation on. Do you know what that is? Just say no. Don't lie.
No, that's all right. That's an important lesson, kids. If you don't really know what something means or haven't really read a book or seen a movie, it's okay just to say no. That's one of the hardest lessons I had to learn.
Unless you meet someone who is a part of that, the creative process or inside of it. Then it's okay to say, I really love your work.
People like compliments.
Oh, I think Ani did the right thing because I ate nothing but pickles during the break and now I've turned bright green.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I know it'll make you feel better.
What?
Let's go ahead and say some of Usador's known names.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure. It's fun to say Usador's names. I love hearing them.
And of course, nothing bad can happen when you say one of his names.
Oh, no. A name is just a way of saying hello.
Professor Goodtimes.
Mr. Spaghetti.
Chubby Blanket.
Abundance McGuire.
Cookie Monster.
Chocolate Taco.
Can we shorten that one?
No.
You could just say Chocolate Talk.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, actually, I sort of like that.
Theo Headphones.
When you said that, a baby chick fell out of your mouth.
I love chicks. I raise them and they're my friends.
Blemish, see, that's one of the things that's so special about you. Baby chicks come out of your mouth all the time.
It's adorable.
That's true, but the chicks don't talk to me like people do, and sometimes I get lonely and I wonder, will anyone ever like me, and will they like how weird I am? And I don't want to tell anyone how weird I am or that chicks come out of my mouth because I'm afraid that they won't be my friend anymore.
You're not weird. Well, and if you're weird, then I'm weird, and Dewey's weird,
the weirdest.
And Blossom is weird, and Arnie is weird. We're all just unique.
Or, you know what? Maybe we're all weird, and that's okay. And I gotta say, I'm not sure if that's an acceptable lesson, but it's something I believe.
I guess it's all right to be weird, if you guys think it's all right to be weird.
It's kind of cool to be weird, within reason.
Why don't you sing a song about being weird?
Yeah. Blemish, sometimes the things we're scared to share about ourselves with other people come out a little easier if we sing them in a song.
Oh, I thought we were just going to gloss over my song idea again, but you brought it back around.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's a weirdo. If you are a friend, everyone's a weirdo. Who'll be there till the end? Everyone's a weirdo. If you need a friend, everyone's a weirdo. Who will be there till the end?
Now, kids at home, you sing a verse. Very good.
I love how fast that last verse is. Blemish, how do you feel? Does that make you feel better?
I like to know that other people are weird just like me, and everyone likes different things.
Yeah.
So I brought out my tiny trumpet in the middle of that. I just felt inspired by your song.
I was really happy that you wanted to sing along with me.
Yeah, I sing through the trumpet. That's my mouthpiece.
I was hoping that everyone would sing along, but only you did, and then kids at home.
Yeah, this room could be disappointing sometimes.
Do you feel as if you've defeated the dark mood?
I do feel better. There is always in the back of my mind a little bit of worry.
You should be, Blemish, for the dark mood could come back at any time, and we must always be prepared. We must always be vigilant, for if the dark mood strikes out at us when we are unprepared, oh, the damage it would cause, oh, the loathsome dark days that would fall upon each of us. If the dark mood were to take over, certainly it would mean death and destruction wherever we did turn.
Arnie, Usador is scaring me.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm just warning kids to watch out for the dark mood. You gotta be careful.
That brings me to another Dewey's do's and don'ts. Do speak your mind. Don't fearmonger.
Also, kids, our new word for this week is overcorrecting. Usador, just because a dark mood is scary doesn't mean we need to overcorrect and shut down that emotion entirely.
Oh, well, but if I let all my emotions bubble up to the surface, who knows what could happen?
Usador, maybe it's okay to get in touch with your emotions.
All right, here I go.
Arnie, he's in the emotion state.
He's eating so much chocolate.
There is so much danger around us. From every corner we must prepare. Oh, the void and the dark lord and the dark mood. All the forces of the multiverses converge at this point. Yea, let your cockles be raised, for there be naught but danger surrounding us. I swear that if thou dost not take up sword and arms now and prepare thyself for the destruction that doth wait, destruction shall find you.
Arnie, what's a cockle? I'm scared.
Don't worry, Dewey. It has a perfectly normal explanation that I don't know off the top of my head. Wow, Usador, you were just running in place the whole time that you said that.
Yeah. Well, yes. Well, it's good to get some exercise.
Did it feel better to get that out?
Oh, it did feel good to get it out. But for a moment, I saw across all the universes, and I saw all of the terrible and wonderful things that exist there. Why, Arnold, there are millions of you.
What?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yes, Flower knows, for her roots go deep into the multiverse as well. You exist in many different forms across many different worlds.
Wow.
Arnie, I have a question about this, and as we talked about earlier, when you have a question, you should ask it. So I'm going to ask my good friend, Can-Do the Wizard.
Oh, let...
What's wrong?
We all love Can-Do the Wizard.
I know I do.
I know I do. He's one of my best friends.
But you know what? I bet he's sleeping. Let's not bother Can-Do the Wizard.
No, I see him right there at that table.
You're right.
Come on over, Can-Do.
Wait, Arnie.
Yeah?
You seem reluctant.
Well, I gotta say, Can-Do the Wizard kind of makes me nervous. I feel bad about that. I mean... Can-Do the Wizard, there's nothing wrong with him, but just sometimes there are people that make you nervous, and I get a little nervous around him. And then I feel guilty for feeling that way.
Thank you for being honest. I feel like we all love Can-Do the Wizard. He's probably the most loved character on this show.
Oh, sure. Second only to maybe me.
Well, if he makes you uncomfortable, though, we don't want you to do anything that makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
We're being super nice to you. I mean, we put Blemish on the spot for like a long time.
Oh, that's true. And although having Can-Do come over is in no way putting me on the spot, but you know what? You're right. I'm going to have him come over.
That's the Can-Do attitude he'd appreciate.
Oh, yeah, I'm just getting that now.
Arnie, you're dense. Hi, Can-Do.
Hello. I'm Can-Do the Wizard. I'm here to tell you that you can do anything.
Well, actually, I called you over so I could ask you a question. Oh. Don't push your agenda.
All right. What's your question, passive-aggressive dolphin?
Well, my good friend Usador was saying that he saw across time and space. He saw multiple versions of Arnie. Do you know what that's about?
Why, yes, I do, because I have lived so long.
Oh, tell us all about it. These are my favorite stories.
Yes, I have the natural wisdom of an older person.
You'll never wear out your welcome, Can-Do.
Exactly. I only gain good things as I get older. But yes, there are infinite universes, infinite possibilities. And if you think about it, if there is infinity, that means that everything exists eventually.
Let's count to infinity, shall we?
Oh, that would take so long. And that's coming from me, someone that takes forever to get to what he's talking about.
Well, then we'd better get started.
One, two, three, four, five.
You're all
six,
adorable, and also,
seven,
I don't mind
eight,
saying, a little
nine,
insufferable.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Did someone call my name? It's me, Fortinador.
Yay! Everybody loves Fortinador.
Yay!
Hooray!
Usador, how are you, my friend?
I am very well, thank you for asking.
Did you get those pickles I baked you?
Yum, I ate them all up.
Well, I don't want to overstay my welcome, so I'll say toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
But wait, if you leave now, you won't be around for the amazing payoff to this pickle runner. It's definitely going somewhere, and I say that with all the wisdom of an older person.
Okay, I'll stick around, because that's what friends do.
Great. Well...
You sounded flippant.
Hey, don't say flippant. That's my word.
Sorry.
Before I go, I just want to say, use your imagination. Take some time to think of something fun, or something silly, or something inspiring. Because somewhere it's true. Because everything is. I'm going away now. That's not a euphemism. I'm just going to go take a nap.
Well, goodbye, Can Do.
Goodbye, Can Do.
Bye, Can Do.
That could also be a euphemism, though. He says he's going to go take a nap.
That's true.
Well, I think we should think about the lessons we learned today.
Yeah, we learned a lot of stuff.
I learned how to start counting to infinity.
One, I learned to ask questions when you don't know something.
Yeah.
Two,
I learned that feelings can be scary, but they're all right.
Three,
I learned that anything I think is possible is possible. And I'm going to start getting to work on my plans.
Four.
I learned you can't just eat pickles.
Five. I learned that sometimes Arnie lies. Six.
I learned that you just can't win with this guy no matter what dimension you're in.
Seven.
But I also learned that there are so many different worlds, and it's fun to think about what it would be like if we were in another dimension. You know, it's crazy to think about it, but I bet somewhere there's a dimension where we're all in a tavern right now, recording this podcast, but...
At this table?
At this very table, but we're all robots and space people.
Ooh, that's fun to think about.
Yeah.
Do you know who I think was bravest today? Blemish.
Oh.
And you know what I think he deserves? A hug!
Oh, Blemish.
Let's all give Blemish a hug.
Blemish, you're today's hero.
Oh, I'll accept as many hugs as I can get and squeeze you back twice as hard.
Are we doing, like, over the pants or under the pants hugs?
Here, while I'm hugging you, let me slip you a pickle.
Oh, you know what that sound means. Thanks, Melchior, keeper of the doom horn that plays at the end of the show. Guys, I think it's almost time for us to say goodbye until next week. But we never did give Blemish that hug.
Look, I'm Blemish.
Oh, a chick just came out of your mouth.
That's my food now.
Wow, that change happens so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make you feel better by yourself to be looking at yourself right now?
I love myself twice as much.
I don't know, I'm not into it.
Well, guys, let's end like we do every week, where we sing our song.
Well, goodbye for now. We were glad to be your pal.
We hope we made you stop and think. Just cause you're in a tavern doesn't mean you should drink. In fact, ask your mom and dad if that's okay. We'll now send you on your way.
We love you, we love you.
Good night, good night. We love you, we love you. Good night, good night.
Stay close to us when there is no light. We love you,
we love you. Good night.
Craig, I want you to take the coordinates for that dimension, feed them to the adamantium squirrel that hangs out by the recycling bin, and then shoot it. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young, doing his very best Mrs. Doubtfire as if teetering at the top of a long staircase. Dewey the Dolphin was played by Adol Rafai. Blossom the Talking Flower was played by Brooke Bright. Blemish the Half-Dwarf, apparently still alive in this dimension, was played by Martin Wilson. Such a curious sensation when someone returns from a long absence and you realize you haven't missed them at all. Hey Kids, It's a Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Well, Craig, I'll start calling the parents one by one and apologizing while you finish up here.
New theme music this week by Andy Poland, new kid-friendly logo by Allard Laban. And if you didn't see that logo, go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and check it out. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.